Last winter was an historic year for turtle rescue, with a cold stun event stranding hundreds of turtles along the Northeast coast. This year's season, which starts in September, is already off to a quick start itself, with more than 183 turtles stranded and more coming in every day. Manager of Animal Rescue for the National Aquarium, Jen Dittmar, is here today to talk with me about the cold stun season and what it means for animal rescue organizations all along the coast. Thanks for joining me, Jen.
Thank you.
What does cold stun mean?
So cold stunning in sea turtles is basically hypothermia. Their body temperature is whatever that of their environment is, and their ideal body temperature is anywhere from about 70 to 80 degrees. So once they get in really cold temperatures, water temperatures, they become hypothermic, and that's essentially what cold stunning is.
And once they get hypothermic, what effect does that have on them?
So hypothermia in them tends to suppress their immune system. It also keeps them from feeding and diving properly. So a lot of times they'll come in with a lot of parasites on their body, like barnacles and other things. The effects of their immune system are that it opens them up to a lot of secondary infections. So they'll have a lot of fungal and bacterial pneumonias, blood infections, and infections in their joints commonly. And it also, since they're just kind of floating with the wind and the waves, they'll oftentimes have a lot of severe cuts and abrasions on their body as well.
What indications are you hearing so far about whether this is going to be another tough year for turtles in the Northeast?
So far this season, there's over 183 turtles that have come in since about September of this year, and that's for the Northeast region, which is Maine through Virginia. And most of those are occurring in the New England states, especially around Massachusetts. They are starting to see a little bit of a decrease in the numbers coming in, especially for live animals. Unfortunately, we've had a good cold snap here for the last few days. So while it hasn't been an unprecedented year like last year was, it has been a pretty high season.
Well, talk to us about how the turtles are rescued.
So turtles are rescued along the New England coast anyway. The Wellfleet Audubon Society has volunteers that actually walk the beaches looking for cold stun turtles. That's not true in every area, but they have a great organization up there that will have volunteers walk the beaches depending on where the tides and the wind is pushing the animals. They're able to rescue them off the beach and then transfer them to the New England Aquarium. In other states, such as New Jersey and like in the state of Maryland that we're in, a lot of those times it just comes from the public walking the beaches and calling turtles into us.
Well, and how many turtles have we taken care of at National Aquarium so far this year, and what kinds have we had?
So this season, we currently have 12 turtles in rehab. We have two green sea turtles and 10 Kemp's Ridley sea turtles. All cold stuns this season, and all being treated for various diseases. They also have, like I mentioned, some joint lesions that are being treated.
And real quick, what happens once they're ready to be released?
So they'll be in rehab probably 3 to 6 months. So once we're ready to release them, they'll have to go through a health evaluation by our veterinarians to clear them for release. And then we'll work with NOAA and U.S. Fish and Wildlife to determine the best release location for them, depending on the time of year and the water temperatures. And we'll work with our local stranding partners to do a big collaborative release if we can.
Well, that's when the good news comes in and they swim off to sea.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to talk about this very important topic. And I look forward to hearing updates later this winter on our patients.
Thank you for having me.
To see pictures of our recent turtle patients, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.